22 nations and international organizations met in Rome today to figure out how to help the Libyan rebels, who say they need up to $3 billion in the coming months for military salaries, food, medicine, and other basic supplies. A new fund to aid Libya's rebels was agreed upon, with the US and Europe promising to tap frozen assets of Muammar Gaddafi's regime, despite still unresolved legal issues. The fund will initially receive donations and loans from the international community, while the assets, estimated at $30 billion for the US alone, will be used to finance it at a later date. Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, spoke with Kelsey Brennan-Wessels about the significance of the meeting's outcome.
The contact group has decided that they would unfreeze some Libyan assets, some of the 30 billion or so assets which Washington has frozen, of Gaddafi's assets, in order to supply finance to the Transitional National Council, the interim government in Benghazi of the insurgents. And that, I think, that sends a very obvious and clear message to the world, and to the Arab world and to the rest of the world, that the insurgents have international support.
Between this support and also some countries have given diplomatic recognition to the rebels, what are some of the advantages of supporting the rebels as well as the disadvantages of supporting them?
The advantages are that whoever supports them hopes that they will have an advance interest in the new Libyan government, if and when the TNC, the Transitional National Council, actually takes power. The disadvantages are that if Gaddafi is not removed in the near future, those countries which have recognized the transitional government will be cold-shouldered, and they will have difficulties in getting back in. And the other possible disadvantage is if at some stage the new Transitional National Council becomes a permanent government, but becomes a government that we the people who've recognized them, don't terribly like. And that's a possibility as well.
Now, how does oil play into all of this?
Oil is fundamental to the whole of Libya. Italy in particular needs oil, needs to have its oil supplies unfrozen as well. They need to get the supply going. And the whole world needs to have Libya's oil back on flow, because it's the lack of Libyan oil is keeping the price of oil up by quite a significant amount, apparently.
Now, if we look at trends across the region, the Muslim Brotherhood is gaining popularity in Egypt. There are fears that Islamists could poll well in Tunisia's upcoming elections. Have Western powers considered that radical Islamist groups could ultimately gain power in Libya?
Oh, they certainly have. This is in everybody's calculations. But what is important at the moment for everyone is that Gaddafi leaves. What happens afterwards, they hope they will be able to condition and maybe control. The Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt is not the same sort of radical Muslim Islamic movement that exists in some other parts of the Middle East. And even the Islamists that there have been in Libya are not of the same quality. And certainly far less of a risk. When Gaddafi, a month and a half ago, waved the flag of Islamic radicals, it really was just that. It was a scarecrow trying to keep the West off. Libya is not a fundamentalist country. There are some Islamists there, but they are not in serious power.